Donald and I hope we are wrong, but we sincerely believe America is in trouble. And if America is in trouble, the world is in trouble. One of the bigger problems in the world today is the rising price of oil. Oil is the blood of the world's economy. If the price of oil gets too high, and we do not find a better alternative to oil soon, the world economy will begin to die. If oil goes over $100 a barrel, and I believe it will sometime in the near future, the economy will suffer. But you do not have to. You can face the problem now and be part of the solution. My rich dad taught me, soon after the first oil crisis in 1973-74, that oil and wealth were directly related. He would often say, "Wealth equals energy." Since I was an apprentice at Standard Oil on their tankers beginning in 1966, I had an interest in oil. Rich Dad's explanation was a simple one. He said, "When the price of energy goes down, our wealth goes up. And for most people, when the price of energy goes up, our wealth goes down." The year 1974, the same year I started my business career as a brand new Xerox sales rep, proved my rich dad's theory correct. In 1974, high oil prices had caused the economy to contract. People were not renting Xerox copiers. Instead, they were canceling their rental contracts. My first sale as a new rep found me on my knees in front of the customer, begging him not to cancel his rental agreement. Instead of making money the first 2 years, I owed Xerox money. I owed the company money because every time a customer canceled a machine, the commission that was paid to the sales rep who sold the machine was charged back to the sales rep who lost the machine. I was not selling, I was starving, and I was nearly fired several times during those 2 years. The good news was, the challenge of a contracting economy actually made me a better salesman. Even though I did not make much money back then, my sales training still pays off today. My businesses are successful because I can sell, and because I understand the importance of sales and marketing. In tough economic times, that can give you an edge. As Donald Trump and I often say, if you are in business, you need to learn how to sell. Since oil was in short supply, my rich dad suggested I learn more about the oil industry. I took a part-time position with an oil company out of Oklahoma that was selling oil and gas tax shelters. Back in those days, an investor could invest $100,000 and receive a 4-to-1 tax break on his or her investment. That means a $100,000 investment was worth $400,000 in tax write-offs. So the investor made more money from the oil production and paid much less in taxes, one reason why the rich got richer. Selling these leveraged oil and gas tax shelters during this period of high oil prices taught me some important lessons. Lesson number one was that not all businesses were hurting because of the oil crisis. My eyes were open to the reality that many people were getting richer and richer while others were getting poorer. With that realization, my financial IQ went up. I saw another world. After my experience selling Xerox copiers to businesses and then selling tax shelters to the rich in my spare time, I decided I wanted to be rich. The harsh reality is, as energy prices go up, the wealth of the nation goes down, except for those with the financial IQ to invest wisely. Yet, if you are rich, your equation can look like this. As energy prices go up, your wealth goes up as well. The choice is yours. You can choose which wealth equals energy equation you want.